He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Hi, Texans fans. This is Nick Scherfield filling in for Brooke Bentley with your HoustonTexans.com podcast. Super Bowl 43 is on Sunday, and several Texans are in Tampa to enjoy the festivities. Pro Bowl wide receiver Andre Johnson stopped by to speak with NFL Network Scott Hansen this week. Here's what Andre had to say.
Pleased to be joined by Pro Bowl wide receiver Andre Johnson with the Houston Texans. Andre, good to have you here. What do you think about the Super Bowl week so far in Tampa?
It's great. It's a great time. It's Super Bowl, so it's great to be here.
Now, I've dealt with you throughout your pro career. You always come across to be a very low-key guy. Is all the hoopla of Super Bowl, the parties and everything, do you partake in that, or you more reserved when it comes to that stuff?
Well, I'm not playing in it, so yeah. You know, I can partake in that. But if I was playing it, I would.
Interesting that you mentioned that right off the top. As a player, as a competitor, as one of the best wide receivers in the game, what is it like to walk around here and to see some of your contemporaries in the NFL, some of your friends, go through this and you and your team aren't going through it?
Well, you know, it's definitely, you know, a place that you want your team to be playing. And, you know, it just motivates you to keep working and to get better. And hopefully, you know, you'll get your chance at it.
What do you think about you and the Houston Texans? You were some people's pick at the beginning of the year to really make a lot of noise, and it was kind of what we've seen before, some ups and some downs in this year. And of course, you never used the excuse of the hurricane at the beginning of the season. However, the fact is that disrupted a lot in what you were trying to do and the creatures of habit that pro players are. How can you summarize your season?
I think you said it best, a lot of ups and downs. Yeah. We started off 0-4, and you can't start off a season like that. And, you know, we fought back, and we kept playing. And, you know, one thing I know about, you know, the Texans, we're not going to give up, you know, no matter the situation. And I think the biggest thing for us now is just becoming more consistent as a football team. I think once we learn to play consistent, we'll be fine.
What would you like to see your team do in the offseason?
I think we could use another running back.
Yeah.
You know, I think Steve Slayton's been real great for us this year. He's had a real good rookie season. I think he's going to be a great player. But he's a small back, mm-hmm. You know, and for him to take that pound in every play, you know, his career might be short. Mm. But, you know, I think, you know, we can use a running back.
Slayton did have some good bursts and big plays and really overcame what a lot of people think is the rookie hump that some running backs would hit. But we spoke with D'Angelo Williams, right, of the Carolina Panthers today, and they showed exactly. D'Angelo Williams, a very solid back, right, but he went to the next level when he got Jonathan Stewart,
right,
paired with him as well. Let's ask you about your position. There's a wide receiver playing in this game who is just remarkable. We're trying to find adjectives right now for Larry Fitzgerald. As another receiver who does a lot of the similar things that he does, you go up and get the ball at your highest point. You make the deep plays down the field. What do you look at when you see him?
Larry's going to make the craziest catch, yeah, that, you know, most guys won't make.
Yeah.
He's going to give his body up. You know, he's going to do whatever he has to do to get that football. And, you know, I've had a chance to play against him even when he was in college, you know, at Pittsburgh. So,
and you were at Miami, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen that from him, you know, since he was in college. So, you know, he's a great player. He's playing real well for his team. And, you know, I to be honest, you know, I love to see other receivers play well.
Really?
So, you know, he's did a real good job for his team.
There's some good ones in this game between him, Anquan Boldin, Steve Breston's, yeah, come on, and of course Hines Ward, Santonio Holmes on the other side. So we'll leave it at that before we let you go. Give me a quick breakdown of how you think the game is going to go and a winner.
I've gave out two predictions already. I don't think
two it's, different ones or the
nah,
same one both
same
times.
Predictions. Okay. I don't think it's going to change.
Okay.
I for some reason I don't know how Arizona is real hot. They're playing some real good football, and I said that I think Arizona is going to edge them out 20-17.
2017?
Yeah.
So maybe a Neil Racker's field goal makes the difference. He's bold. He's brave. He's walking out on a limb a little bit. And we appreciate you, Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans.
Right, thanks for
a couple minutes. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Check back tomorrow for all the latest news and updates with your HoustonTexans.com podcast.